Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would never have died. Even now, I'm sure that God will give you whatever you ask of him. Your brother will rise again. Jesus assured her, I know he'll rise again. Martha replied, in the resurrection on the last day. Jesus told her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he should die, will come to life. And whoever is alive and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? Yes, Lord, she replied, I have come to believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God. He was to come into the world. The Gospel of the Lord. About 10 years ago, a Christian group that has been making really good films did what I believe to be a really real masterpiece, and it was called Courageous. Courageous. And it's the story of these four policemen who basically go through a conversion of life. Hard workers, good men, but no real relationship with God. Until finally they all arrive at a conversion to Christ. But there's one scene I'd like to just take out of this movie, Courageous, and I'd like to expound upon it related to what we're celebrating today. Adam was the protagonist of the movie. He was the chief policeman in the movie, and he had two children. Derek, who was a teenage boy, and a daughter who was about 11 years old. The daughter asked Adam and the wife if she could go to a birthday party. Reluctantly, they said yes. Shortly after she had gone to the birthday party, one of the other policemen came to the house with a very sad look on his face, and he said, Adam, you have to rush to the hospital because your daughter was in a car accident. So when they arrive at the hospital, the girl is pronounced dead. She was killed in a car accident by a drunk driver. Now the scene that really touched me most was that Adam was found in the room with the pastor, and Adam was saying, Pastor, I believe that I'm really losing my faith. How could it be such that my little daughter is no longer alive? And the pastor said this, Adam, there's two possibilities. You can complain for the time that you don't have your daughter, or you can thank God for the time that you did have your daughter. And I think in meditating upon the Paschal Mystery, which is the very essence of the Mass that we celebrate, the Passion, Death, and Resurrection of Christ, we see that present at least in a figurative way in the raising of Lazarus from the dead. Many of you, the daughter, the sister, the brother, the friends, can call to mind many wonderful memories that you have of Lori. Many. Many wonderful memories. Father Al Hall, who was here years ago when Lori was teaching, Father Al and Father Greg Staub worked very close with her in the catechetical department, said this, and I invite all of you to do it. We're going to be doing it at the end of the Mass. When we incense the body and the white smoke is ascending to the roof, very symbolic. It's symbolic of our prayers going to heaven and our desire that her soul will be ascending to heaven. Now, Father Al Hall would say this, when you see the white smoke ascending to heaven, call to mind some memory that you had of your mother or your sister or your friend and offer that memory as a prayer to God for her. Can you do that? Call to mind one of the wonderful memories that you had of Lori and offer that as a prayer to God. And that is fragrant incense, aromatic, redolent, fragrant incense. That's pleasing to God as well as pleasing to your mom, your sister, and your friend. Now, as you know, Lori has been involved in the parish for many, many years. I arrived 23 years ago. She was already working here. So she's been here for a quarter of a century in the parish. Now, there's many things, beautiful things we could say about Lori related to the Paschal Mystery. But I'll pull out one. And once I mention this, all of you are going to nod your head and say, that's definitely true and obvious, Father. But I think it should be highlighted. Lori was an excellent catechist. Right? Excellent catechist. Excellent. And that's huge. You know, we've got five priests here, and all the priests would agree with me. How important it is for us to have good catechists in our parish. And she worked here many years as a catechist. Father Greg and Father Al and a little bit Father Craig worked with her. I've always been working in the catechetical program in Spanish, but I worked with her indirectly. We're keenly aware of her gifts as a catechist. What type of catechist was she? She was a catechist that knew her material. One of my biggest fears is you have a catechist that doesn't know what she's teaching and confusing the children. Now, that's a disaster at times. Lori really knew her faith well. You're close to her, you know what I'm talking about. She really knew her faith well, and she loved her faith. And she was enthusiastic about her faith. And always had a big smile on her face. And transmitted that joy, not only when she was teaching catechists, but wherever she went, she had the joy of the gospel, as Pope Francis mentioned. But you know, as teachers and preachers and priests and catechists, to be a good teacher, according to St. Augustine, you have to have two qualities. St. Augustine says this, you have to love your material, but you have to love your students too. You have to love your material. But you have to love your students. And Lori, she loved her students. She loved her students. And they loved her. And I'm sure Connie and the daughter, Father Ray, could probably tell me story after story after story that what she probably told you about the many wonderful experiences that she had in dealing with children as well as the teenagers. What else? The key to teaching. The key to teaching, my friends, is knowing how to tell stories. Any teachers here? You know it. What captivates audiences more than anything else is the ability to tell a story related to the topic. And who, of course, was the greatest storyteller that ever lived? It was not Tolstoy or Dante or Shakespeare. The greatest storyteller in the world was Jesus Christ. And he taught by means of stories that we call parables. Laurie was able to tell stories. And one of her greatest loves, she loved to talk about the angels. Not the ones that play in Anaheim, but rather the angels that are in heaven, okay? She loved to talk about the angels and about Padre Pio. And that would captivate the children as well as the teenagers. And two other points. A good catechist, like a good professional, in this country, is in what is called permanent formation. That means that she was constantly reading and studying and learning her faith better and better. Beautiful quality. But I've left the last point as the most important point of her life as mother, sister, friend, teacher, catechist, Catholic, and it's this, is that most of all, Laurie had a great love. And I wrote down what I believe to be her five great loves. She loved children. She loved the priesthood. We have her brother, Father Ray, here. What a great gift that you have five priests celebrating the Mass for Laurie. What a blessing. Sometimes it's difficult to get one priest to do a funeral. You got five? Almost more priests than people here, huh? What a blessing. That means five masses offered for her on the day of the funeral. What a blessing. She loved children. She loved the priesthood. But also she had three other loves. She loved the church. Even though, my friends, the church is going through a tough time. The church is going through a very tough time, irrespective of all the faults of the members in the church, and I have millions myself, who still love the church. And I think that's a lesson for us, that we should still love the church, even though there are a million problems within the church. But her two greatest loves, and ascending to the most important, is that Laurie had a great love for the Blessed Virgin Mary. She loved to pray the rosary. Always had the rosary, right? Always present in her purse, in her hands, trying to promote among the children to pray the rosary. But her greatest love was Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ present in the holy sacrifice of the Mass that these five priests are going to be consecrating, confecting within a few minutes. So Jesus says, you can know the tree by its fruits. Laurie had many, many wonderful fruits. We're going to miss her. We're going to miss her. And it's normal to go through this grieving process. I'm still grieving. I lost my dad in October, so I'm still kind of going through the grieving process. It takes a while when you lose someone that you love so much. But the beauty is this. We believe in the Paschal Mystery. We believe in the passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. We believe that Laurie is living out the passion, death, and resurrection of Christ. We believe and we hope that one day we're going to be with her in heaven to praise God for all eternity. Amen.